News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Well, it's one of those mornings where Weather Channel, CBS, NBC, ABC, they're all in town because Mobile and the Gulf Coast is one of the biggest stories in the country right now.
Yeah, and for once, they're not in town to shame us about social distancing. So they are here for a storm, though, and that's what we're talking about today on Mobile Mornings.
We sure are, and hopefully Dr. Bill Williams here in just moments with more on the way. Right now, let's get you to where you're going. If you've got to get out safely, Kane's got traffic.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. They've got forecasting of Hurricane Sally landfall in Mobile County sometime between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. tomorrow morning as crews are closing State Road 193 at the Dolphin Island Causeway, also at 193 near 188. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can buy your next car all online. Secure your vehicle, financing, and options at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Dr. Bill Williams' weather update is brought to you by Baldwin EMC. For the most up-to-date outage information, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Visit them at baldwinemc.com or call 251-989-6247.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of heavy rain. Today will be windy with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, rain and very windy with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, heavy rain and windy with high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Inviting someone in your home to care for a loved one is a difficult decision. I'm Daphne with Southern Cross Home Care. At Southern Cross, we offer companionship to total care for all ages. Our family of caregivers are selected for their experience and compassion. We provide ongoing training to meet the safety and needs of all of our clients. Contact us at southerncrosshomecare.com or follow us on Facebook and let our family care for your family.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
He's the guy with the information, of course, and the perspective and the history of always getting it right. Dr. Bill Williams, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
It's kind of exciting times here, but a little frightening, too, because we just don't know what to make of the high winds and certainly the rainfall that we're getting already, and we're getting reports already that Dolphin Island and south ends of Mobile and Baldwin County and into Mississippi are in rough shape, and this is just the start, right?
Yeah, we're really on the fringe of the storm. It's still quite a ways to the south of us, out over the Gulf, and is moving a little more now in a northwesterly direction, making that turn that we expected. But it's only moving at a pace of 2 miles per hour. It can walk faster than that. And it's gradually going to turn to the north and should move into Mobile County or maybe come in around the border of with Mississippi. And that will be tonight and mainly after midnight, perhaps 3 o'clock or so in the morning, and we'll make landfall. So that's not a great distance, and it's moving so slow. And all that rain that's located to the north and east of the storm center will be affecting us today, along with gusty winds, gusts of occasionally up around 50 miles per hour. And then, of course, the storm center will move in tonight, and it has actually lost some intensity. The highest winds now about 85 miles per hour, as opposed to 100 that it had earlier, and that's because some shearing has started, and that shearing may actually keep that storm down a bit in intensity, and it may be a minimal hurricane when it makes landfall late tonight, or a strong tropical storm. And then, of course, it will move right over Mobile early morning hours and then continue on a northeasterly track. It'll make it, it'll move through the interior areas of southwest Alabama all day tomorrow and then gradually move into central Alabama on Thursday. and continue on up eventually into North Georgia. But, of course, it will lose strength as it moves over the interior. By the time it gets to central Alabama, it will be a depression, but still producing quite a bit of rain. The rainfall is going to be our problem because we're looking at anywhere from 8 to 12 inches of rain, and it could be higher than that. Some areas could be as high as 20 inches or more. And all that due to the very slow pace of this storm at right now only 2 miles per hour. Maybe it'll speed up a little bit to 5 miles an hour, but that's about it. And it will take its time moving across our area early tomorrow and spend the day very close to the city, perhaps a little bit to the north of it, as it begins to turn more to the northeast. Now, on the coast, we're looking at a storm surge of 7 to possibly 9 feet, maybe even 10 feet in some areas. And that will affect the coast and also around Mobile Bay. So we've got a problem not only with the storm surge situation, but also, of course, the heavy rain.
Now, Dr. Bill, I don't have like a storm surge warning system in front of me or anything, but 7 to 9, possibly 10 feet of storm surge, how dangerous would you say that could be?
Well, that's considerable flooding, coastal flooding, and all around the bay. It's quite a bit short, of course, of Katrina that mm-hmm. produced a water height of about 16 feet at the causeway. But still, that's a very significant level, 7 to 9 feet, and this could present a problem for many areas around the bay and along the coast. Of course, the other problem, as I mentioned, is going to be the rain, which will produce flash flooding. And we're going to see some very saturated ground here very soon. And that means that all that rain that comes down is going to run off. And so we see a lot of street flooding, stream flooding, and then over the next several days, all that rain will be falling in the interior and has to come back down to the coast in the river system. So even though the storm may be out of our area, the water coming back down through the rivers of Alabama and Mississippi will affect us for several days thereafter.
Right now, Doc, the one question on my mind is long-term or even permanent damage to our area from all this rain. Is that something that you would consider might happen?
Well, it's mostly tree damage is what we're going to see, and particularly limbs. Some trees now and that may be weakened by the ground. The soil get very soft, and some trees could fall over. With wind gusts of 50 or 60 miles per hour. But mostly tree limbs and a lot of dead wood and some trees will be falling, and that's going to be the problem, and we will see power outages tonight and early tomorrow.
Now, of course, the closer that Sally gets to our shores, the more confident I'm sure you'll feel in your projections for where it might land. But as it was making its way through the Gulf Coast overnight, you know, even though it's a slow-moving storm, things can change quickly. Because yesterday, I heard reports that it could be a Category 2 or even possibly a Category 3 at landfall. And you mentioned it earlier, but that changed overnight. So now you're saying possibly a minimal hurricane by the time it makes landfall or even less than that?
Yeah, that's the case because it is encountering now some wind shearing of winds in the upper atmosphere that have caused it to lose some intensity, and it may continue to cause that peak wind to drop. Now, it's 85 miles per hour. Those are considered sustained winds, so you could have some higher gusts than that. But as we see the wind velocities decrease, we may see a strong tropical storm, but we could still see some gusts occasionally up to hurricane force over our area and ways to the north of us over interior portions of southwest Alabama. So it's not out of the question we could see some gusts to a hurricane force later tonight and tomorrow morning.
And one more time, tell us how much rainfall you're projecting over the next couple of days for our area.
Yeah, we should see 8 to 12 inches of rain, but in some areas we could see totals as high as 20 inches. And that's the total at least through Wednesday. We'll add some additional showers to that Thursday and Friday, but most of that rain will all be today and through tomorrow and perhaps into tomorrow night.
We'll get another chance to chat in after the bottom of the hour. Dr. Bill Williams, thank you very much again for your time.
Okay, Dan.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, when the times are worse, he's the best, and we're glad we have him on our team.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
By the way, the airports are closed, Mobile and Pensacola, in case you were wondering about that.
Yeah.
Those, no flights in or out.
And this is my marker for when you know things are dangerous on the coast. Now, of course, there's the Waffle House Index. If Waffle House is open, things are probably going to be all right. But there's another index we need to check out, and that's the Casino Index.
Yes.
And yesterday, Mississippi Gaming Commission ordered their casinos on the coast to close, so all 12 casinos along Mississippi's Gulf Coast are closed. And to me, that means if they're willing to shut off the money-making machines there for a time, they're expecting quite a bit of rain and wind
overnight. We've got a problem when they close down the ding-ding.
Yeah, and you probably don't need us to tell you, but if you've got a kid or if you're in school and you go to school in on the coast of Mississippi, coast of Alabama, coast of Florida, well, school has been canceled today.
No school today?
I can't find a single school that's in. Even daycare for my daughter, they closed for the next couple of days. So all schools, it appears, are closed at least for today. Many of those schools said they'll revisit and talk about whether they'll be in class tomorrow. But I know Mobile County Schools and Baldwin County Public Schools are both closed today and tomorrow. And there were recommended evacuations, just recommended evacuations, not mandatory evacuations. For Mobile County, Mobile County EMA recommended those that are in hurricane surge zones 1 and 2 evacuate. Zone 1 is everyone south of I-10 in Mobile County, and Zone 2, everyone east of I-65 and Highway 43 along the bay. And then Baldwin County Emergency Management Agency, they're recommending those who live in Zones 1 and 2 also evacuate. Zone 1 in Baldwin County, everybody on the coast from Fort Morgan, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, down the line. And Zone 2, everything in Baldwin County west of 98 and everything south of Foley.
We know it's going to be a mess. It could be worse than a mess. It could be dangerous, and it could be we could have people in real peril. So here at FM Talk 106.5, we will keep our eye on that mission, that we will try and help anybody in despair and in harm's way as we go along. We'll just keep an eye on the text line, of course, turning up your voice too, 343-0106. I know you've got sports on the way.
Yeah, a former Mobile High School football star returns to the LSU Tigers, and former Alabama and Auburn players had great nights on Monday Night Football. More coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. For the people.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Hurricane Sally has slowed to 3 miles per hour with landfall pushback several hours. It's now expected to make landfall Wednesday morning near the Alabama-Mississippi state line. People in Jackson County, Mississippi, were busy preparing on Monday. The fairgrounds were packed with people filling sandbags. Several people we spoke with said they were planning to evacuate. Others said they couldn't. Two shelters have been set up in Jackson County, and authorities advise anyone in low-lying areas to evacuate. Mobile County authorities are asking people in low-lying areas to move to higher ground as well. Mayor Jeff Collier has asked people on the west end of Dauphin Island to evacuate. Water and sewer service were expected to be cut off on the west end Monday. Beaches in Baldwin County were closed ahead of Hurricane Sally on Monday in anticipation of up to 7 feet of storm surge. Fairhope and Daphne on the eastern shore could expect surge of up to 6 to 9 feet. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job, I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Dan Brennan, Dalton Erwig, you can put your feet up, man. You don't have to do sports right now.
Completely forgot.
It's the fall, and of course that then means Auburn Sports Today on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn football is back on the practice field today as the countdown moves to 11 days until the season opener against Kentucky. Kevin Steele's fifth Auburn defensive unit replaces multiple starters in the secondary, and the competition is fierce, particularly at corner.
Those guys are battling, and if you ask me today, I couldn't tell you who would be the starter of that group. I mean, that's how competitive it is. And so with that, we've actually gone from having a situation where, okay, who's going to be the starter and can we find some backups, to we've got a good competition between five guys going on there, not counting Roger. And the guys are playing at a high level. And they've all worked with the ones. It's been kind of fun to watch because they all embrace the challenge. They've played with relentless effort. They've shown mental toughness. They've shown physical toughness, and they're good tacklers, which is where we start with everything. And then if we can get that, we'll have a chance. We've been very productive in terms of keeping the top on the coverage with those guys in practice. And you know, we've gone from being a question mark to we actually are in a situation. Obviously, we hadn't played a game, and game is different. But we feel like that we've got the right guys in the seats.
Auburn and Kentucky kick off the season next Saturday, the 26th, at 11 a.m. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
While you prepare for the approaching hurricane, State Farm wants you to be safe. Go to statefarm.com for preparation tips and start getting ready by doing things like securing valuables, shutting off utilities, and boarding windows. After the storm has passed, State Farm will be here with one of the industry's largest catastrophe response teams. When you need to file a claim, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM. Go to statefarm.com or contact your State Farm agent.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of heavy rain. Today will be windy with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, rain and very windy with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, heavy rain and windy with high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
With bird season upon us and deer season just around the corner, are you ready for everything you'll need to be the envy of the hunting camp? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and bore sight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Alabama, it's our home. And right now, our home needs your help. To improve the future of Alabama, we all have to take the census. It could mean $13 billion in funding for our state and make sure our voice is heard in Washington. And it takes every one of us. It's your right. Take the census now at my2020census.gov.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Again, we have a tornado watch in the area till 6 p.m. The hurricane should hit Dolphin Island and then Mobile Bay in between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. We do have an accident with injuries. Fire department blocking the roadway at Cottage Hill Road near Knollwood Road. The Royal Street Tavern is anxiously waiting to serve you. Taste rare bourbon, 16 beers on tap, and some of the best handcrafted cocktails in Mobile. The Royal Street Tavern inside the Battle House Hotel, open Tuesdays to Saturday, 4:30 to 11. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
It is 7:25, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. It may be a minimal strength hurricane by the time it hits land sometime after midnight tonight, but Sandy is taking dead aim on Mobile County.
Yes, Sally.
Sally. Keep calling her Sandy. My apologies. I know we got the mayor again coming up. His name is Sandy, by the way.
That's right.
Hurricane Sally taking dead aim on Mobile County and probably eventually the city of Mobile, too.
Yeah, and lots of rainfall. Now, yesterday, Governor Kay Ivey closed down Alabama's beaches at 3 p.m., and those will be closed until this system moves past us. But this morning, the governor tweeting, Alabama has been approved for an emergency disaster declaration. Thank you, POTUS, that would be President Donald Trump. Thank you, POTUS, for approving our request so quickly. And then she reiterated something she said yesterday. Everyone in the coastal areas south of I-10 and in low-lying areas, please heed all warnings and advice from weather experts and local officials. And speaking of weather experts, coming up in just about 10 minutes, we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for the latest on Hurricane Sally. Now, yesterday, Mayor Sandy Stimson held a joint press conference with Mobile County Commissioner Merceria Luggood and also and his name escapes me now.
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans with Mobile County EMA, and they discussed the oncoming storm and what a lot of people are wondering about. What about garbage?
Regarding city services, other than just the public safety, which will be all hands will be on deck from a fire and rescue and police standpoint, but there will be no garbage pickup on Tuesday or Wednesday, and there will be no trash pickup. For those whose garbage is picked up on Tuesday, the makeup day is this following Saturday. For those who would expect their garbage to be picked up on Wednesday, that makeup day will be next Monday.
And the mayor also reminded people, hey, those garbage cans issued to you by the city, those fly away also. So make sure you have those torqued down for some of these winds we're expecting later today. And, of course, a lot of city offices, not only in Mobile, but Baldwin County, any county that's going to be affected by the storm, most city services closed for today. Of course, the essential city services are still ongoing. But all schools closed for today and many for tomorrow already.
My garbage can is empty now, and it's wedged between a fence and a shed. I was anticipating those high winds. And so anyway, I think I'm good. It's 7:28 Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and another appearance from Dr. Bill Williams on the latest about Sally, all coming up in about 5 minutes.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Hurricane Sally has slowed to 3 miles per hour with landfall pushback several hours. It's now expected to make landfall Wednesday morning near the Alabama-Mississippi state line. People in Jackson County, Mississippi, were busy preparing on Monday. The fairgrounds were packed with people filling sandbags. Several people we spoke with said they were planning to evacuate. Others said they couldn't. Two shelters have been set up in Jackson County, and authorities advise anyone in low-lying areas to evacuate. Mobile County authorities are asking people in low-lying areas to move to higher ground as well. Mayor Jeff Collier has asked people on the west end of Dauphin Island to evacuate. Water and sewer service were expected to be cut off on the west end Monday. Beaches in Baldwin County were closed ahead of Hurricane Sally on Monday in anticipation of up to 7 feet of storm surge. Fairhope and Daphne on the eastern shore could expect surge of up to 6 to 9 feet. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Let Mike Ward's Liberty Safes deliver for you. Purchase any Liberty gun safe and Mike Ward's professional team will deliver ground floor in home at 50% off the delivery price up to 50 miles. Shop the largest selection of Liberty safes on the Gulf Coast. Choose any gun safe in stock and have it ground floor delivered for as low as $125 up to 50 miles. 12 months, 0% interest available on safes over $1,000. Don't wait. Come in today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Exit 5B. I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty safe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The known death toll remains at 36, with people still missing as wildfires race across the West. Firefighters struggling with renewed high winds and low humidity since yesterday morning. President Trump visited California, where most of those deaths have occurred, and millions of acres of land have been scorched. And he said during the visit, Western states, especially California, could reduce fire risk with stronger forest management.
Good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state, so hopefully they'll start doing that.
Hurricane Sally's bearing down on the northern Gulf Coast as a Category 1 storm now. The National Hurricane Center says winds are at about 90 miles an hour. The slow-moving storm will bring flash flooding, life-threatening storm surge, and possibly tornadoes to parts of Mississippi and Louisiana through the day and into tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
The battle of late-stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced-stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple three-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. A report by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has found that the effects of the pandemic have halted and reversed global health progress, setting it back 25 years and exposing millions to the risk of deadly disease and poverty. Because of COVID-19, extreme poverty has increased by 7%, and routine vaccine coverage, a good proxy measure for how health systems are functioning, is dropping to levels last seen in the 90s. The report found that the pandemic has had a disproportionate impact on women, racial and ethnic minority communities, and people living in extreme poverty. The initial public offering market is gearing up for its busiest week since May of 2019, with 12 deals expected to raise $6.8 billion. The list includes Snowflake, a cloud company that has raised its proposed price range by a wide margin to between $100 and $110 from a prior range of $75 to $85. The company is planning to raise up to $3 billion, which should make it the biggest deal of the year. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors.
Brought to you by Sportsman's Marine on the Eastern Shore.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Dr. Bill Williams, good morning. I know that you are getting pulled in a lot of directions this morning. We appreciate your time again this afternoon. So Thank you. This morning. And so it feels like it's afternoon. We've been here since 2 in the morning. But anyway, everybody is wondering exactly when Sally's going to make landfall and what the effects are going to be, and we're already feeling some effects.
Yeah, the storm center is now about 60 miles or so east of the mouth of the Mississippi River and about due south of where we are. And it's beginning that turn that we've talked about. It's now moving northwest at only 2 miles per hour, and it's going to keep this very slow forward motion all the way through the day, gradually turning north. And right now we're projecting it to move into Mobile County well after midnight, probably coming in right along the Mississippi-Alabama border, and then heading more to the north-northeast and going right over Mobile in the pre-dawn hours tomorrow, and then continue very slowly across the interior portion of southwest Alabama for most of tomorrow. It'll gradually lose strength, and then on Thursday it will continue a track through central and eastern Alabama as a tropical depression, and eventually bringing a lot of rain all the way up to Atlanta. But here along the coast, the storm has lost a little bit of its intensity. The highest winds are 85 miles per hour. It looks like it's getting some shearing. And it will probably make landfall as a Category 1 or a minimal Category 1 hurricane, or maybe even a strong tropical storm, but could still produce some gusts up to hurricane force. So as it moves through our area then tomorrow morning, we can expect certainly a gust in the 60s and maybe as high as 75 miles per hour at times as it crosses the Mobile area. The storm surge along the coast, we're looking at 7 feet, perhaps 9 feet in some areas, maybe even 10, but certainly in around 7 feet. And that's going to be the case also over in on the coast in southeast Mississippi. The rain is the big problem. Right now we're looking at 8 to 12 inches of rain through tomorrow, and we could see totals of 15, maybe even 20 inches in some areas. Of course, the ground will be saturated very quickly, and after that, all that rain comes down will be runoff. So we can look for flash flooding and also flooding in streams and rivers, and as it moves up through Alabama and continues to produce quite a bit of rain, all that water eventually comes back down to the coast over the next few days. So this is definitely a rain event for our area.
Now, Dr. Bill, with the storm being downgraded overnight last night to a Category 1 currently, and you mentioned by the time it makes landfall, it could be a minimal hurricane or tropical storm, but even still, winds of 65 miles an hour, that's enough to bring limbs down and cause some property damage.
Oh, yes, and also there's still a possibility of getting up to 75 miles per hour at times, and that's a hurricane level. So it's going to be windy today, about, most gusts will be around 40 to 50 miles per hour with periods of rain. We're right on the fringe of all that rain, but once it gets close enough to the coast here, particularly in the afternoon, we should get more rain. And the winds will gradually pick up, so that tonight we'll see gusts up in the 60s and maybe up into the 70-75 mile per hour range. And so that's going to produce some certainly tree damage, tree limb damage especially, and we'll see power outages through the night and for a good portion of tomorrow.
Yeah, and already around 2,500 without power, according to Alabama Power in Grand Bay, and we're already seeing reports of some trees down, and Dauphin Island's causeway has been closed because of flooding. So we're already seeing the effects of the storm. Now, Dr. Bill, once we get into this thing, once those rain bands start hitting us, do you expect it to let up at all for any amount of time, or are we going to be stuck in the rain here for a while?
Well, it's going to seem like it won't stop, but there will be breaks. We'll have sort of squalls that will move through, and these bands of rain that are sort of wrapped around the center of the storm. And so there'll be a break now and then, but then there'll be some sustained periods of very, very heavy rain. And, of course, it's blowing sideways with the winds getting up to 50, 60, and gusting over 70 miles per hour. So a lot of rain, and everything, as I mentioned, will be saturated and all of it pretty much run off.
A lot of people chasing their hats today.
No doubt about that.
Can you imagine that, Dr. Bill? This morning when I made my way in, it was like, oh, yeah, I remember what this feels like. And it really was just the beginning this morning. We were probably getting some gusts at 30 to 35 miles an hour, maybe. But already, this you just described, Dr. Bill, the rain going sideways, and we're going to have plenty of that, and the winds are going to be higher. And we've got a lot to concern ourselves with over the next 24, 36 hours, huh?
Yeah, so far wind gusts have been around 40 miles an hour at the airport, but they'll increase as we go through the day, mostly out of the east and then out of the southeast through the day and tonight. And then as the storm moves to the north of us later tomorrow morning, then the winds will sort of swing around to the west. And so we'll start out more of a easterly component through the day. Today and tonight, and then around to the west as the storm moves on up into the interior areas of southwest Alabama.
Yeah, and at what point do you think that'll be when the storm will be officially out of our area? And then explain why flooding is still a risk after the storm has moved on.
Oh, that's right. Even though the storm is well past us and perhaps even up into Georgia, all that rain that has been dumped through Alabama will be coming down through the river systems to the coast. So, in a way, the storm is still around. But we're going to see a pretty much of an improvement on Thursday, that we'll have showers that are more scattered, and then fewer showers on Friday. And then over the weekend, it's looking pretty good, even though there is a chance of a shower now and then. We're going to see some cooler temperatures, and nighttime readings over the weekend will get down into the mid-60s. So we've got some nice weather coming in and hopefully a chance to dry out for a while.
And one more time before we let you go, when and where do you expect landfall, and how much rain should we expect in our area?
Again, landfall will be well after midnight tonight, and then it appears that it'll be around the Mississippi-Alabama border and then on through, track on through Mobile County and over Mobile tomorrow morning. And the rainfall we're looking at, 8 to 12 inches, and higher amounts, perhaps up to 15 to 20 inches in some areas.
Okay, 7:42. Thank you, Dr. Bill. Appreciate you very much.
Okay, Dan.
We'll talk tomorrow, of course. It's 7:42 now, FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and Mobile Mornings, and we'll see how things are on down at Dauphin Island with Mayor Jeff Collier, hopefully in 2 minutes.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear, but crews are closing State Road 193 at Dauphin Island Causeway. Also have got flooding on Alabama 193 at the 8-mile marker near Alabama 188. For now, the causeway looks good. The Bayway, we have light traffic on the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can buy your next car all online. Just secure your vehicle, financing and options, and then schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. Text line and the phone line, the same, 343-0106. Get to Dauphin Island Mayor Jeff Collier live with us this morning just to get an idea how things are on the island. We could guess they're not so good, or we can talk to you, and you can tell us what's going on. What's up, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, Dan, it's good to hear from you. Yeah, well, we've just experienced, you know, wind's been steadily picking up overnight. We have had some rain, not a major amount so far. Of course, the biggest changes since yesterday is the causeway leading to the island is now closed as of about a couple or so hours ago. And we also lost power about 5:15 this morning. So, you know, we're already starting to feel those effects. I haven't been around the island per se just yet. Certainly haven't been to the West End. Don't even know that we can get there at this point. Mm. But I think everybody's pretty much taking the precautions and are hunkered down at this point, or at least they should be.
And the causeway already closed this morning, so you guys are already having to, you know, change things around there. And I guess this was fully expected, but it's already come to fruition.
It is. It's pretty much happened about on time of what I anticipated. Anybody that asked me, I told them they need, if they're going to leave the island, they better leave before dark yesterday evening. And I said it's probably going to happen overnight or early morning, which is exactly what it did. I've been in touch with the LDOT, local LDOT folks, so they're there and, you know, they're equipped and ready to go. But it's going to probably be quite a while before the conditions are going to allow them to be out there. So we're going to be shut off for some time, I would imagine.
I know you're concerned about the natives of the island, but less concerned about them than those who are vacationing down there, and you wanted to get the word out to them and make sure they had the option of getting off the island. And how did all that go yesterday?
Well, I feel like we did what we could do to try to get the best information out there and give our best guidance on what, you know, what we expect and what they should do. And I just can only hope at this point that folks took heed of our warnings and suggestions and have taken the necessary actions. And I do think, you know, one of the big concerns I had of people not only on the West End but also even on the anything on the Gulf running areas, that those people particularly hopefully have done what they need to do and hopefully gotten out of there.
And Mayor Collier, Dr. Bill Williams said he's expecting 7 to 9, maybe even 10 foot of storm surge in our area. What does that mean for you on Dauphin Island to see levels that high?
Well, that's going to create a lot of impact. You know, we talk a lot about the West End and the causeway, but as I put out an email yesterday to all of our citizens, that we need to be aware that this is going to have impacts throughout the island, not just isolated areas. And so we're going to have flooding, saltwater flooding, in areas such as the village and all throughout the island. So, you know, again, it's going to be a rough storm and a rough go of it, and we have done it before, but, you know, everyone is different.
Jeff will be with you during the storm, and, of course, you can depend on us for whatever you need after the storm as well.
Thank you for reaching out, as always.
You got it. Mayor Jeff Collier of Dauphin Island on FM Talk 106.5 at 7:47.
Yeah, coming up in sports, a former Mobile High School football star returns to the LSU Tigers, and former Alabama and Auburn players had great nights on Monday Night Football.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Hurricane Sally has slowed to 3 miles per hour with landfall pushback several hours. It's now expected to make landfall Wednesday morning near the Alabama-Mississippi state line. People in Jackson County, Mississippi were busy preparing on Monday. The fairgrounds were packed with people filling sandbags. Several people we spoke with said they were planning to evacuate. Others said they couldn't. Two shelters have been set up in Jackson County, and authorities advise anyone in low-lying areas to evacuate. Mobile County authorities are asking people in low-lying areas to move to higher ground as well. Mayor Jeff Collier has asked people on the west end of Dauphin Island to evacuate. Water and sewer service were expected to be cut off on the west end Monday. Beaches in Baldwin County were closed ahead of Hurricane Sally on Monday in anticipation of up to 7 feet of storm surge. Fairhope and Daphne on the eastern shore could expect surge of up to 6 to 9 feet. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
Baldwin County EMC reminds everyone to take precautions during and after hurricanes and offers these tips for safety during power outages. Following a storm, remain indoors until the all-clear notice is given by the emergency management system or your local law enforcement. If you or someone in your family depends on electric-powered healthcare equipment, please immediately seek alternative shelter or obtain a backup source of power for the equipment. For more safety tips, go to baldwinemc.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not.
They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
All right, good morning. 10 minutes until 8 on FM Talk 1065. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. With SEC football set to begin a week from Saturday, The Athletic reports that LSU defensive lineman Neil Farrell Jr. expected to opt back in for the 2020 season. The former Murphy Panther opted out of the season in August, citing family concerns regarding the coronavirus. Farrell started 3 games and appeared in all 15 games for LSU last season. He recorded 46 tackles, including 7 for loss and 3 sacks. So a big re-addition to the LSU Tigers just in time for the season to begin. In the NFL's Monday night doubleheader last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the New York Giants 26-16. Big Ben Roethlisberger returned to the field for the Steelers. He threw for 229 yards and 2 touchdowns. And although his team lost, it wasn't a bad night for New York wide receiver Darius Slayton. The former Auburn Tiger led all receivers with 102 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. In Game 2, Tennessee Titans new kicker Steven Gostkowski missed 3 field goals and an extra point, but came through when it mattered at the end.
Snap, set, kick, good! Redemption for Gostkowski. With 17 seconds to go.
That call from Mike Keith on 104.5 The Zone. Now, Gostkowski, the Patriots' all-time leading scorer, never missed 3 field goals in a game during his 14 seasons in New England. Titans running back Derrick Henry had a tough night on the ground, but still finished with 116 yards on 31 carries. 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
It ain't all bad. That's on the way.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect periods of heavy rain. Today will be windy, with temperatures around 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, rain and very windy, with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, heavy rain and windy, with high temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
While you prepare for the approaching hurricane, State Farm wants you to be safe. Go to statefarm.com for preparation tips and start getting ready by doing things like securing valuables, shutting off utilities, and boarding windows. After the storm has passed, State Farm will be here with one of the industry's largest catastrophe response teams. When you need to file a claim, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM. Go to statefarm.com or contact your State Farm agent.
Good morning from the Premier Medical Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department are clear. The causeway still not flooding yet. County Road 55 northbound at County Road 32 in Summerdale. They've got a car in a ditch and a wrecker's on a scene there at Beasley Road and Pointer Drive. Good news is no major delays and lighter than usual traffic. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrill Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, with great homestyle cooking. Pork chops, roast beef, barbecue ribs, and meatloaf, and what they're known for, all the Thrill Rolls you can catch. It's Lambert's Cafe in Foley. See their menu at thrillrolls.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I gotta give Kane a little little credit, because saying Thrill Rolls is not that easy. You do it three or four times in a row. Anyway, in our It Ain't All Bad story at 7:55 now on FM Talk 106.5, your significant other may be sick of you by now, but your dog sure isn't. According to a new study, this is funny, when an owner says, "I love you," to their dog, that dog's heart rate immediately skyrockets by 46%.
Really?
And it makes them that excited, not just the words, because I don't think dogs really know, you know, English that well.
Yeah.
But it's evidently the way you say it, it makes a dog that happy. The study also found that when a dog is feeling anxious, curling up at the owner decreases their heart rate by 23%. So when we said the dog is man's best friend, I mean, they really do react to the way we treat them. You've got two.
Yeah, it's a Pavlovian response there from the original Pavlovian, the dog. And so I think you could really train them to get excited no matter what you call them, as long as you start at an early age, like, you stink, don't you? You stink, don't you, dog? And then maybe that would replace I love you, or replace whatever expletive
you
like.
I've got a little puppy. We can start those exercises right away. It's 7:56. At FM Talk 106.5. And, of course, all eyes on the coastline and all eyes on Sally and Dr. Bill Williams. Again, if you missed his report, we'll get it back to you again a little after the top of the hour if you missed the last of what he had to say. But we're basically looking at it sometime after midnight, landfall in Mobile County, and it could be a minimal hurricane Category 1 at that time.
Yeah, possibly even a strong tropical storm,
right?
Because overnight it was downgraded. And currently most of the area under a number of weather alerts, the most recent for both Mobile and Baldwin counties and along the Gulf Coast, a tornado watch in effect until 6 p.m. tonight. And for Mobile County, we're in a storm surge warning, tropical weather alert, of course, we're ready for that, hurricane warning in effect, river flood warning, flash flood watch until Thursday morning at 7 a.m. And by that time, the storm will hopefully have moved past us, but again, you have to worry about the floods even still. And then Baldwin County, they're also under the tornado watch, hurricane warning, storm surge warning, river flood warnings in Baldwin County, flash flood watch, high surf warning. Hopefully no one's out there in the water right now.
I'm looking at these surfs on WKRG News 5 right behind you, and the water looks very angry.
Yeah, it sure does. And of course, whenever something like this happens, well, the big news media crews, including the Weather Channel, sends their best down to our coast so they can monitor the storm. So we welcome anyone out there that might be listening to FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, we do. Thanks for coming to town and trying to get the word out there about what we are dealing with. We're 2 minutes away from 8 o'clock now on FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and the show is Mobile Mornings.